Hi, this is Ruth McCauley returning with news from the Decatur area for Thursday, September 3rd. We begin with some of the recent death notices that appear in the Decatur Herald and Review. John Paul Bradley, infant son of Blake and Beth Bradley of Mount Zion, Illinois, passed away on September 1st in Decatur Memorial Hospital. A vigil prayer service will be held Saturday, September 5th at 11 a.m. in Our Lady of the Holy Spirit Catholic Church in Mount Zion. Burial will be in the Mount Zion Township Cemetery. Dawson and Wyckoff Funeral Home in Mount Zion is assisting the family. Memorials may be made to Our Lady of the Holy Spirit Catholic Church. Sharon Marie Carlson, 74, of Decatur, passed away at 5 p.m. Tuesday, August 17th, at Hickory Point Christian Village in Forsyth. A memorial service will be held at 2 p.m. Saturday, September 5th, at Metropolitan Baptist Church in Decatur. Memorials may be made to Metropolitan Baptist Church. Brentlinger and Earl Funeral Home in Decatur is handling the arrangements. Angela M. Angie Constant of Long Creek passed away on Monday in Decatur. Visitation for Angie will be held from 4 to 7 p.m. today, that's Thursday, in the Dawson and Wyckoff Funeral Homes in Mount Zion. Memorial services to celebrate her life will begin at 10 a.m. Friday, that's tomorrow, in the funeral home. In lieu of flowers, the family suggests memorial gifts be made to Siteman Cancer Center, and the address for that is CB 1204 7425 Forsyth Boulevard, St. Louis, Missouri 63105. Let me give that to you again. Siteman, and that's Siteman Cancer Center, capital C, capital B, space 1204, 7425 Forsyth Boulevard in St. Louis, Missouri, 63105. Ruth Neal Cooper, 100, of Broken Arrow, Oklahoma, formerly of Windsor, Illinois, passed away on Tuesday, September 1st in Broken Arrow. Visitation will be held from 5:30 to 8 p.m. on Friday, that's tomorrow, September 4th, at Lovins Lockhart Funeral Home in Windsor, Illinois. Graveside services will be held at 10:30 a.m. on Saturday, September 5th, at the Windsor Cemetery. In lieu of flowers, memorials may be made to Windsor Christian Church, 402 North Pine, Windsor, Illinois, 61957, or Abiding Harvest United Methodist Church at 4407 South Olive, Broken Arrow, Oklahoma, 74011. Wilma Ginger in Gissinger, and that's G-I-S-I-N-G-E-R, 87, of Cerro Gordo, passed away at 9:21 a.m. Tuesday, September 1st, at St. Mary's Hospital in Decatur. Funeral services will be held at 1 p.m. Saturday, September 5th, at Cerro Gordo United Methodist Church in Cerro Gordo. Visitation will be held from 5 to 8 p.m. tomorrow, Friday, September 4th, at Brentlinger and Earl Funeral Home in Cerro Gordo. Burial will be in Croninger Cemetery in Cisco, Illinois. Memorial donations may be made to Cerro Gordo United Methodist Church or Friendship Hill Retirement Center. James L. Jim Hagen, 68 of Long Creek, passed away at 4:31 a.m. Tuesday, September 1st, in Sullivan Healthcare Center in Sullivan, Illinois. A memorial visitation will be held Friday, that's tomorrow, September 4th, from 5 until 7 p.m. at Dawson and Wyckoff Funeral Home in Mount Zion. Interment will be at a later date at Jefferson Barracks National Cemetery in St. Louis, Missouri. In lieu of flowers, the family suggests memorials be made to the Homeward Bound Pet Shelter or to an organization of the donor's choice. Margie Ann Hess, 86, passed away peacefully on August 31st following a brief illness. Visitation will be held at Holy Family Catholic Church on Friday, September 4th, that's tomorrow, from 4 to 6 p.m., with a memorial mass immediately following. Father Joe Malloy will officiate. The family requests casual attire. Memorials may be made to the Holy Family Catholic Church, Catholic Charities, or Northeast Community Fund. Tanzia Slogan Funeral Service and Care is in charge of arrangements. Kara L. Kelly, and that's spelled C-A-R-A, so I don't know, it might be Kara L. Kelly, 77, of Vandalia, an Air Force veteran, died on Tuesday, September 1st. A mass of Christian burial will be held tomorrow, that's Friday, at 10 a.m. at the Mother of Dolores Catholic Church in Vandalia. Visitation will be held this evening from 6 to 8 p.m. Miller Funeral Home in Vandalia with a 5:30 p.m. prayer service. Burial will take place at Mother of Dolores Catholic Cemetery in Vandalia with military rites. Memorial donations in Cara's name may be made to the Fayette County Health Department or to FACO Enterprises, both of Vandalia. Michael Charles Napick, 72, of Bon Air, Georgia, passed away on Tuesday, August 25th, in his home. Private family services will be held. Memorials may be made to Heart of Georgia Hospice, 103 West Ridge Drive, Warner Robins, Georgia, 31088. Graceland Fairlawn Funeral Home at 2091 North Oakland Avenue in Decatur is assisting the family. Shirley J. Knotts, 78, of Decatur, made her journey to heaven on Sunday, August 30th. A private family memorial service will be held at some later date. There was no indication of memorial donations. Doris Levon Kraft, 84, of Springfield, formerly of Mount Pulaski, passed away at 4:38 p.m. on Monday, August 31st, in her home. Services for Levon will be held at 10 a.m. Saturday, September 5th, at Frick Calvert Trader Funeral Home in Mount Pulaski, with the Reverend Roger Ross officiating. Visitation will be tomorrow, Friday evening, from 4 to 7 p.m. at the funeral home. Burial will be in Steenbergen Cemetery. Memorial donations may be made in Levon's name to Shriners Children's Hospital or the First United Methodist Church of Springfield. Marguerite Eloise Pauline Petzel Cravens, age 100, passed away at 4:05 p.m. Friday, August 28th. Funeral services will be held on Friday, that's tomorrow, September 4th, at 2 p.m. at the Central Christian Church in Decatur. visitation will be held from noon to 2. Memorial services will be held at the First Christian Church, 6400 North University in Peoria, Illinois, on Saturday, September 5th at 11 a.m. Burial will be in Hall Cemetery in Blue Mound. Memorials may be made to Central Christian Church in Decatur, Illinois. At 6:50 a.m., the Lord chose to reclaim the life of Adelaide White Chargois Price. On Sunday morning, August 23rd, at Fairhaven Christian Home. Services will be held at 1 p.m. Saturday, September 5th, at St. Peter AME Church. Visitation will be held from 11 to 1 p.m. Burial will take place at Greenwood Cemetery. Professional services have been entrusted to the Walker Funeral Service. John Warren Shepherd, 87, of Decatur, passed away on Saturday, August 29th. Cremation rites have been accorded per John's wishes. Dawson & Wyckoff Westwood Street Funeral Home is assisting the family with the arrangements. Ernest Ernie Simmons, 89, of Mishawaka, Indiana, formerly of Decatur and Sullivan, passed away at 4:04 p.m. on Monday, August 31st, in Springer Healthcare, Mishawaka, Indiana. Celebration of Life services will be held at 6 p.m. Saturday in the Reed Funeral Home in Sullivan, with the Pastor Gene Godfrey officiating, and public Masonic rites conducted by the Stephen Decatur Lodge No. 979 AF and AM. Visitation will be held from 4 to 6 p.m. Saturday. Graveside services will be held at 11 a.m. Monday in Camp Butler Cemetery in Springfield, with military rites by the Sangamon County Intervets. Memorials are suggested to the American Diabetes Association or to heartlandhospicefund.org. Ruth Louise Austin, 89, of Decatur, passed away at 3:35 a.m. Sunday, August 30th, in St. Mary's Hospital, surrounded by her family. A mass of Christian burial will be held at 10 a.m. Friday, that's tomorrow, September 4th, at St. James Catholic Church, with the Father John Titus and the Father John Burnett acting as celebrants. Visitation will be held this evening, Thursday night, 5 to 8 p.m., with vigil prayer service at 5:30 at Graceland Fairlawn Funeral Home. Entombment will be in Mary, Queen of Angels Mausoleum at Graceland Cemetery. Memorials are suggested to the Saints James and Patrick Building Fund. Ricarda Lynn Trosper Bolt, 51, of Decatur, died at 11:10 p.m. Saturday, August 29th, in her home. A wake will be held from 5 to 8 p.m. this evening, that's Thursday, September 3rd, at Body of Christ Ministries at 2199 Ridlin in Macon, Illinois. Funeral service to celebrate her life will be held at 10 a.m. Friday, that's tomorrow, September 4th, also at the church in Macon. Burial will be in Macon County Memorial Park in Harristown, Illinois. Tanzius Logan Funeral Service and Care is in charge of the arrangements. Helen P. Harris, 97, of Decatur, passed away Monday, August 31st, at Keystone Meadows of Decatur. Private family entombment will be at the Star of Hope Mausoleum in Graceland Cemetery. In lieu of flowers, memorials are suggested to the cancer care specialists of Central Illinois. Virginia M. Markwell, 87, of Decatur, passed away on Sunday, August 30th, at Imboden Creek Living Center. A mass of Christian burial was scheduled and held on Wednesday, September 2nd, that's yesterday, at St. Thomas the Apostle Catholic Church, and visitation was held just before that service. Burial was scheduled to take place at Calvary Cemetery. Memorials may be directed to St. Thomas the Apostle Catholic Church, St. Teresa High School, or to Catholic Radio WDCR 88.9. The family of Virginia Markwell was served and is being served by Moran and Goble Funeral Home and Cremation Services in Decatur. Joseph Jerry Miller, 77, passed away on August 30th. Visitation will be held on Friday, September 4th from 6 to 8 p.m. I'm not sure where. Celebration of Life will follow on Saturday, September 5th at 10 a.m. at the Cullen Funeral Home, 612 West Foxwood Drive in Raymore, Missouri. And perhaps that's where visitation also is. In lieu of flowers, a memorial contribution can be made to Belvedere Heights Baptist Church, 15109 White Avenue in Grandview, Missouri, 64030. Katie Ann Neville, 40, of Clinton, passed away at 11:40 p.m. August 26th at the Dr. John Warner Hospital in Clinton, Illinois. There are no services planned at this time. Calvert Funeral Home in Clinton is assisting the family with cremation rites. Dorothy M. Pearson, 92, of Decatur, died on Monday, August 31st, in Decatur Memorial Hospital. Funeral services celebrating her life will be held at 11:30 a.m. Friday, that's September 4th, that's tomorrow, at First Christian Church of Decatur, 3350 North MacArthur in Decatur. Pastor Wayne Kent will officiate. Visitation will be 1 hour before the service at the church. Burial will be in Graceland Cemetery. Memorials may be made to First Christian Church. Tanzius Logan Funeral Home and Care is in charge of the arrangements. Clarence Walker Sr., 94, departed this life on August 22nd with his loved ones by his side. Homegoing services will be held at 11 a.m. Saturday, September 5th, at the Church of the Living God, PGT, Temple No. 3, with visitation 1 hour before the service. Burial will take place at Macon County Memorial Park. Professional services have been entrusted to the Walker Funeral Service. We turn now to an editorial written by the staff of the Decatur Herald and Review. It carries the headline, Rezone Land for New Aldi. A proposed new Aldi store on West Ash Avenue has created the sort of disagreement that occurs when commercial development and homeowners clash. The important point for the Decatur Plan Commission, which meets this afternoon, and eventually the Decatur City Council, is to separate the logical arguments from the emotional ones. Aldi wants to close its current store in Pershing Road and open a new store at the corner of West Ash Avenue and U.S. Business 51. The owners of the land have agreed to sell the property to Aldi, but the area must be rezoned in order to allow for the grocery store. Aldi officials have said that if they can't secure this site, they will open a new store in Forsyth. Homeowners in the area claim the new store would make a difficult traffic situation even worse on West Ash, although the development would include a new left-turn lane. Traffic engineers hired by the grocery store chain have said that the traffic situation shouldn't get sufficiently worse because of the addition of the store. A petition signed by more than 400 residents, however, has been delivered to the city. As with many of these conflicts, the arguments often veer off course. For example, many residents have said they don't mind Aldi putting in a new store, but would prefer they use one of the empty buildings in Decatur. However, that's not the issue in front of the commission or the council. Aldi has picked the West Ash location for specific reasons, and it's not the job of the city to force landowners into locations they don't deserve or desire. I'm sorry, don't desire. In the same vein, the Plan Commission and the city can't unnecessarily concern themselves with whether Aldi will move to Forsyth if the site is denied. The decision has to concentrate on whether it's reasonable to place a grocery store on this property. The answer, assuming that traffic considerations are properly addressed, is yes. The surrounding area, especially on the other side of US Business 51, is already commercial. It's reasonable to expect that commercial development will continue along the US Business 51 corridor. While we certainly understand the worries of nearby homeowners, it's been our experience that businesses and similar developments turn out to be good neighbors. Developers have said they will address traffic issues and that the store will feature attractive landscaping and unobstructive lighting. Aldi has many reasons to live up to their promises. The decision whether to rezone the land should be based on whether it meets the needs of the community and meets good planning standards. Based on that criteria, the rezoning should be approved. Wow, almost as a rebuttal, here comes Edward Dawson in a letter to the editor, Edward Dawson from Decatur. As a taxpayer of Decatur, I say there is no need to rezone the west side of US Business 51 between Ash Avenue and Oak Lane to accommodate Aldi's desire to build a new store. This rezoning will degrade an upscale neighborhood that is exceptionally maintained by long-term taxpaying homeowners. This gives Decatur a positive image as visitors come into town from the north and makes Decatur attractive to future corporations. Construction of a new Aldi would create two eyesores, the store they abandon and the new, slightly bigger store. At the meeting with the CC Consulting Group and Aldi on August 27th, officials said the new store would be 300 square feet larger than the current store, but there would be less parking than at the current site. This makes no sense. There are plenty of empty business locations in Decatur that would accommodate Aldi's desire to move. Besides, there is enough space to enlarge their current store, which has better access than they will have on Ash. This is not just a neighborhood issue, it is a Decatur issue. We need to offer the current empty but zoned commercial spaces to businesses new and existing that want to expand. Just because Aldi's wants to capture Walmart's leftover business, their words, does not justify rezoning this long-term upscale residential neighborhood. Dunkin' Donuts and Decatur Pawn and Jewelry just repurposed two buildings on Pershing Road. Even the Decatur Police Department renovated and moved into an existing building. Aldi could do the same. More than 400 residents have signed a petition against the rezoning of an upscale neighborhood. I encourage the Decatur Plan Commission and Decatur City Council to not approve this rezoning. If we want to preserve our attractive and desirable city, this reckless rezoning must stop. Whoa, a letter to the editor signed by Edward Dawson of Decatur, and I wonder which thing got written first. It might have been the editorial was in response to this letter. We're gonna jog on over to Paula Osborne's City Beat column in the Tribune. We'll see how much we can get in real quick. Plenty happening in Decatur this week. This week's edition of the Decatur Tribune is being published in the midst of a busy week. The City Council met in executive session Monday night, with one of the items discussed being who should be appointed to fill Mayor Julie Moore Wolfe's City Council seat, created when she was appointed mayor. The announcement of the person selected to fill that position should come fairly soon. The deadline for submitting an application to be appointed to the position ended last Monday, just before the council went into the closed session meeting, so they had the names of everyone who has expressed interest in serving in this seat. Also, the 2015 Farm Progress Show is underway at Progress City north of Richland Community College and concludes this afternoon, September 4th. The Decatur Trade and Labor Assembly, a central labor council of the AFL-CIO, is hosting the annual Labor Day Parade on Monday, September 7th at 10 a.m. in downtown Decatur. And congratulations to Representative Sue Scherer, 96th District, for being named Grand Marshal of the parade. Area high school football got underway last weekend, and Decatur Tribune sports editor J. Thomas McNamara will have preview, review reports on the game each week in the print edition of the newspaper. I've only named a few events and activities from many to choose from. Anyone who says there's nothing to do in Decatur must not be talking about Decatur, the Decatur, Illinois that I live in. Wow. And I think we're out of time here, despite that rough. There's some more in the column. It looks like Julian Bond made an appearance in Decatur way back when. This is in memory of his recent passing, August 15th, the lifelong civil rights leader and former board chairman of the NAACP, who died at the age of 75. In mid-August, and apparently he made a visit here. I don't see a date of when he was here. Spoke apparently a couple of times. He spoke in Decatur in 2003 and 2007. The Macon County Treasurer reminds people property tax bills are due September 4th. I think that's tomorrow. So you might get busy with that if you have not yet paid your property tax bills. Yep, we are out of time. This has been Ruth McCauley reading news from the Decatur area for Thursday, September 3rd. It's been my pleasure, as always, and I look forward to reading with you all again. And until then, watch out for this heat wave we're suddenly having, and you all take care.